later on in the show, we're going to have a special guest, Ayla Brown, who was on season 5 of Canadian Idol. God, I still have that on the brain. Of American Idol. Not American Canadian Idol. Idol. The one that people actually watch, American Idol. She was on season 5, and she was voted out kind of early, which was sort of a vote for the worst victory, because she was actually pretty good. But she's pretty cool. I've been talking with her, and she's promoting her CD right now, while also in college and playing basketball and doing extremely well at both.
That's great.
Which is kind of awesome. So we'll be talking with her around 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern time. So if you want to give us a call around then, you can definitely do that. Our number is 218-486-1300, and you put in the code 556-833. And you'll get to talk to Ayla and ask her questions. And as an added bonus, if anyone calls, we actually have signed CDs from Ayla. So if you give us a call during the show while Ayla's on and ask her a question, we will send you one of her CDs that she signed for free. So that's kind of cool.
It is. Yeah, it is cool. I liked Ayla when she was on the show. I'll make no bones about that.
Yeah, see, like, I made fun of her when she first was on the show. I was like, oh, she's snobby. But then by the time she started singing, I was like, wow, she's actually pretty decent. And I really can't make fun of her because she's trying really, you know, you could tell she was really trying. You were like, she's kind of cool. I mean, I kind of like her. And then when she got voted out, you know, I don't know. Actually, none of the girls that stuck around instead of her were that fun or anything. So, yeah, it didn't really care.
What happened, you know, it's just like on the scary boards, they were just all up. They thought the same thing that you thought, is that, oh, well, she must be a snob because, like, you know, her folks are real high achievers and she's a real high achiever. So, thus, she must be a snob, which makes no sense, but that was the conclusion.
Well, I thought
that
it
people...
too, so.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. But, yeah, so if you want to ask her any questions later, we have some questions for her. But if you have any for her, just give us a call. And then if you do call me during the show and ask a question, then send me a private message after the show to The Funny Stone and with your address, and I'll mail you the CD. Just so you're wondering, like, how the hell is he going to mail me a CD? Like, what the hell? That's how. Yeah. If you give us a call during the show and you want one of the CDs, just send me a private message that said that has your address in it. But I'm going to keep track of who calls. So you can't just be like, I want a CD. This doesn't work that way. You have to actually call in. So I have our guest waiting on the line, so let me get her on here. And then if anyone, again, wants to call in and talk, give us a call at 218-486-1300. Put in the number 556-833. This is all on the front page. So if you can't remember it and you have really crappy memory, just go to the front page. You can get it there and you can give us a call. So we would love to hear your questions. We like when you people call in. So go ahead and do it. And we have we have Ayla on the line. Ayla, are you there?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you great. Hi, Ayla.
Hi. Cool. Yeah, I can hear you guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Terrific.
I'm good. I got back from rehearsal, so I'm in my little apartment. I just made some tortilla salsa yummy Mexican thingy-majig.
Sounds good. So you're
right.
So right now
I'm a beginner when it comes to cooking, believe me. Terrible at it, to be honest.
I love cooking, but I'm used to be really, really bad at it. So I hear I used to be like, make grilled cheese, eat cereal, make more grilled cheese.
Oh, that's totally me.
But, yeah, so right now you're in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, right? That's where you're just getting out of rehearsals from?
Yeah. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Awesome. So how's that going?
Amazing. To put it simply, I never thought that I would love musicals the way that I love them, but it's coming so naturally, I guess. At first I was really scared, and I was like, I don't know, I've never done one before, and even in high school, never. And I always wanted to, but I just never found the time for basketball and other commitments. So then I was approached by Bob Eagle, the kind of overseer of Regal Players Theater, and he came up to me and asked if I wanted to play part of the narrator in Joseph. And I had to take a couple weeks to think about it because this was a huge step for me. From going from, like, basketball practice and being coached for the past 2 years to being on a stage and, like, dancing around.
Yeah.
But I love it. I really, really love it, to be honest.
Well, great.
That's terrific.
Yeah, we were going to ask you about that too, about, you know, how, because basically you're juggling two careers right now, right? You have basketball, you know, that you had been,
yeah.
you know, doing for so long, and then all of a sudden you have this singing thing going too. What's it like to balance that?
I mean, just like it's been since day one, even on Idol days, it's difficult, but I'm kind of used to it at this point, to be honest. Like, I wake up in the morning, and I drive to BC, where I work out there every morning with the strength people and the conditioning people. And then I get back in my car, and I drive to rehearsal from 2 to 10 at night. And although it's really kind of draining, I think in the end it's all going to be worth it, because I'm getting the little things that I need to get done, and I'm putting all my man's effort into both of them. And to me, that's all I can do. And that's how it's going to have to be.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to ask you a question about your time on the show. And I wanted to actually get some feedback from you about how the show kind of portrays people in a way that they're not. Because obviously, like, you know, you're extremely cool. I think you're very cool. I've liked you from the beginning. But the show kind of made you look a different way. There was a lot of controversy, like on the official message boards where I hung out a lot during season 5. And they kind of misinterpreted and made you they made you out to look like kind of a snob, which I thought was really unfair. What did you think of that when that was going on?
Well, in the beginning stages of Idol, I had no idea that blogs even existed, so I was completely sheltered from it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately, like, one of my friends told me, like, hey, you should see what people are writing about you. And that was the biggest mistake, was finding out and, like, realizing that there were mean people out there saying terrible things about you. So I ended up definitely looking, and it's so hurtful to see what people have to say about you, especially when it's wrong. And I'm completely fine with people saying something to my face, even though many people won't. But when you don't have a chance to really defend yourself and defend who you are, I think it's like really difficult, and it's kind of heartbreaking. Such as things that people are saying, like, just because of my parents' profession, I've been handed a silver spoon in my mouth since day one. Where in fact, like, my parents have worked four jobs, even now, for me to be able to do some of the things that I've gotten to do. So, honestly, Idol is a show where people are always going to judge the contestants, and
yeah.
Unfortunately, it's just the nature of the game. And I do think that Idol did portray me in a little bit of limelight with the whole, even from day one in the auditions, they're like, and here's the All-American girl. And then they showed the Mia singing at the Let's Dance with the Patriots, and then the dad is the senator, mom is the newscaster. And it was just kind of like strange. When I was watching it, me and my family looked at each other like, is this really necessary? Like, is it that important? You know what I mean? Because not many people care about that stuff. I want to be known as a singer, not as like what my parents do. Because, I mean, although they do a great job at what they do, I could kind of care less.
you're like, this is about me, not my parents.
We all feel that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like any normal person, you know?
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I remember, honestly, when I first watched the show, I'm like, oh, this girl looks like a snob. Because, of course, you know, you buy into the editing. And then I remember the first few performances you had, I was like, wow, she's actually going out there and she's really giving it her all when she's singing. Because I said, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. I basically, you know, when you get those first impressions, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm probably not going to like her. And then I remember you came out and you started singing. I was like, wow, you know, she's actually putting her, you know, putting so much effort into this, with some of the other contestants just coming out and being like, whatever. And I was like, you know, that's kind of cool that she's not saying, you know, oh, you know, I was given some screen time, I'm just going to coast on that, that's cool, whatever. You know, actually came out and said, I'm going to earn my votes every week. So I was like, you know, I have to have a lot of respect for her for that, so.
Yeah, and the funny thing was, is that I wasn't even thinking, like, oh, I got to get my votes.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest part was that I truly had no idea what I was doing up there. I just love to sing, but, like, I never pictured myself singing in front of a camera, first of all. That was the first time ever that I'd been in front of anything singing.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 12 years old, I got paid $12 to sing at a local high school basketball game, And I was like, oh, this is so cool. I want to do this for the rest of my life, getting $12 in a check.
Yes, $12.
I felt like I was so cool. But that was the only real, true, like, public appearance thing that I did. And so then when I tried out for Idol, it was honestly more of a thing to do at the beginning of my senior year. I had always liked the show, and I always loved to sing. So all my friends are like, go try out. And then you kind of get caught up in it. And at the time, I was like, wow, I keep making it further and further. Maybe I do kind of have a look for this. And then when I got eliminated, I felt that I was, like, really progressing. And then all of a sudden, it was, like, taken away from me in the blink of an eye. So I was like, oh, crap. Like, that was so fun, that whole ride and that whole roller coaster of being on a television show. And now I have to go back to, like, doing suicides in a gym. I don't want to do that yet.
Like, no. I'm going to stay here. You know, vote me back on the show, please.
What?
Yeah, I can imagine it must be hard to, you know, after you've been, you know, on that show for a while, it must be hard to go back to your normal routine. But
it was so hard. And I went back to, like, senior year, and it was just so strange. Like, my English teachers were asking me to turn a paper on Shakespeare, and I was like, not, like, my whole priority in life had changed. It was like I felt as though I wanted to make more of a difference for young girls when I came back, because I truly saw the impact that I made for them than writing an English paper. So, like, my whole priorities in life from the minute I came back from Idol have completely changed, and I truly feel that I liked and would rather do things to help other people than kind of myself, which makes me sound like a saint. I'm really not.
No, but I think I was the same way my senior year too, but I didn't want to help people. I just got, you know, bored with school, I think, so.
Yeah, I did. I had, like, I had major senioritis. I don't even think I showed up the whole last month.
Yeah, no, I
hear you. I know. I totally know what you mean, because we call it senior spring, so we didn't really have to go to class anyway. So I was doing a lot of, like, appearances after when I got back from the show, and I was hardly in class, and I'm sure my teachers wouldn't want me be saying this right now, but, like, I definitely enjoy going on those appearances.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Who wouldn't?
Yeah. Obviously.
Cool. Well, we have some callers, so if anyone else also wants to call besides people waiting on the line right now, again, the number is 218-486-1300, and you put in the code 556-833. So let's see. We got a caller from the 416 area code. You are on with Ayla.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
I was wondering, Ayla, what are you going to be doing with music? I heard you said you were doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, but are you going to be making another CD?
Well, honestly, I plan on doing that, absolutely, because I love to sing, and because I'm an NCAA athlete, I'm not truly allowed to put out a lot of new music, but there is music in the works, and I cannot wait to release it. But when I get out of college, I definitely want to sing. That is my number one priority, so you will definitely be seeing a lot of material coming out in the near future.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Adam.
Bye.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
Oh, let's see. We lost it. We had two other people online. They hung up. So, guys, call back.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens. It's like people are just like, they didn't pick up the phone within the first 5 seconds. I'm just going to hang up. So, call back. I saw you on the line. You were right there. So, but yeah, come on, guys. Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about that too. The fact that, you know, since you can't really promote your music. There was actually, I remember, all over the internet, it said, Ayla Brown has sold only 300 CDs, and her CD tanked, and this and that. And I remember when I was talking with your dad before the show, he had mentioned that, you know, you sold a lot more CDs, but they're not sound scanned. And so what's happened with that?
Like,
and, like, what's the, yeah.
Well, yeah, the thing is that sound scan and selling records are two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
SoundScan means that if you buy my album at a store or online, it gets SoundScanned. So that means it goes into the total number of CD sales nationwide. So, say Chris Daughtry has a CD, obviously, and people go and buy it in stores. That's how we get the million plus sales, because people go and buy them there. Well, yeah, I may have only had, well, at this point it's over like 5,000, I think,
mm-hmm.
total sound scan. But at events that I sing at, I sell my CDs at every single event, and we already have sold of my CD like well over 10,000, I believe. So for me to not have them sound scanned, that doesn't mean as much to me as knowing that 10,000 people have my CD in their CD player. And that means more to me than, like, sound scanned.
Yeah, definitely, more than. But of course, then you
exactly.
see
that. I just want to know that, like, little girls are rocking out to my songs. That's what I care about.
Yeah.
And you know what? 10,000 CDs, and that's, I mean, with you promoting yourself, you don't have major label backing. I think that's terrific.
Well, yeah.
More people should know that.
And it's just about going and singing at as many places as you can and getting your music out there. And if people like it, then they'll buy it. So it's really proven to me that people enjoy my music. And that's really nice to know.
Yeah, so what's it like? I'm sorry, Greg, why are you walking? I'm sorry, someone just walked in my room.
This is the most professional radio show ever.
We're the most professional radio show. People just walking in and interrupting me and making me forget what I'm saying. Go away. No, I was going to ask, what's it like, the fact that you actually aren't, since, you know, you were on the show, and then afterward you're kind of promoting the CD yourself and, you know, kind of doing it on your own and not having all of that, you know, extra help, the kind of people who are signed, who get later on in the show, that get signed by Idol and whatnot, have this extra publicity behind them and whatnot. You know, what's it been like to, you know, do this on your own?
The only reason that we really have to do it on my own is because of the NCAA,
mm-hmm.
the rules that I'm under by being a student athlete at BC.
Mm-hmm.
I've had many opportunities to do bigger promotional things, but I'm not allowed to.
Oh, yeah. So
being with Double Deal Grand Records, it really allows me to be able to go to the small events, and they understand my basketball schedule. They know that I can only really perform during summer and scattered throughout the fall and winter. But, like, to have a label that's understanding about that is so much more important than being behind or in front of a huge, huge label
mm-hmm.
that will understand what I'm going through. Because for these next 2 years, I have to be a student athlete. Like, I want to graduate. I want to get a degree. I think going to school is incredibly important. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's cool that I get to play basketball at the same time. But I definitely want to be in school. So, regardless, I mean, I have to be a little on my own until I get out of school.
Yeah. So, what are you getting a degree in? Like, what are you going to school for?
I'm going to school for communication.
Okay.
And, I mean, my mom's a news reporter, so I've kind of learned a lot from her. And honestly, since being on Idol, it's opened up huge, huge interest in my mind for doing broadcasting, interviews, and a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on to making a show or production, whatever it may be. So I would love to do sports or entertainment television at some point in my life. But after college, I definitely want to sing and maybe play basketball professionally for a year, but I definitely want to continue to sing somehow.
Great. Let's see. We have a caller that finally called back in from – oh, no, actually, this one didn't call in earlier. But we do have a caller from the 450 area code. Caller, you are on with Ayla.
All right. Hello, Hilla Brown.
Hello.
How is your
name?
Good. How about you? Oh, hi.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. So, what's going on after Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor? Are you going to do a couple things like last summer, like a couple shows here and there and with, like, in the Boston area?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I don't have my schedule in front of me. I'll definitely be doing some stuff in the Boston area, and I think something in New York as well, but after Joseph is over, I go back to summer school for college. We have to be there for the basketball, so I'll be, like, working out and playing every day and going and taking a class. So it doesn't sound very fun right now, but I think in the end it's all worth it. So that's what I'm doing right after the show is over, and then during the weekends and stuff I'll be performing as well. And but I'm not really sure where. I don't have the schedule in front of me.
No, don't worry. AylaBrown.com is there for that.
Oh, thanks.
So I'll see you at Joseph. I'll go on your last night. And
all right, you're going to come?
Yeah, the last show.
Awesome. So
the show's going to be all perfect on the last show.
Well, it better be, Mario. It better be. If it's not, then we got some huge issues. But I think it'll be flawless by the time you come.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm sure it's going to be good. And, good luck with that, because I guess you're going to be singing a whole lot of songs.
Yep,
like,
I think.
Are you going to be singing?
16 songs per night.
16 songs.
Yep, and then every scene.
So
it'll be exciting.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Good luck with your voice. For that.
Thank you. I actually just got off of being sick. I went to the hospital Monday night because... Like, I had a really bad fever, and my throat was just, like, I could not swallow. It was just...
Yeah, that's not good.
Have a second.
Oh, yeah.
So, I woke up my dad in the middle of the night. I'm like, I need to go to the hospital. So, I got him on antibiotics now, so I'm feeling, like, so much better. But it'll be good by the time the show starts, I promise.
All right.
Good. Well,
thanks for talking to you, Mario.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Hey, we appreciate it.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, bye.
Let's see. We also have a caller. I think this is Smarty from Australia because it's a really long number. So let's see.
It must be.
Is it Smarty? Smarty?
Could you have a lunatic would ring up in the middle of the day?
Yeah, whatever. What other Australian person would call with a really long number? Hey, Smarty, how's it going?
Hey, Smarty.
How are you going? Hi, Layla.
Are you really from Australia?
Yeah, I'm ringing from Melbourne right now. It's Thursday afternoon here.
My roommate from college was from Australia. She's from the Gold Coast.
Oh, that's right next door. I must know her.
Really? Her name is Rebecca Miles.
I'm just kidding. Everyone's really small.
Oh, no, I don't know that. I'm not that naive, but I figured maybe if you really were next door, you would know her.
That's the Aussie sense of humor talking.
Okay, what's your question?
Would you go on Canadian Idol?
Well, I'm not Canadian.
Yeah. How is she going to pull that
Canada?
Off?
Apparently not.
That's part of a running
really?
Joke. Canadian Idol this year has just a lot of people coming from, you know, different countries.
That's
so
true, they are. Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Oh! That's a good question. I never thought about it, but to be honest... I can't predict what's going to happen tomorrow, so you never know. But I don't have any intentions on doing it at the moment.
I don't want to do it. You probably win.
That's right. You don't want to. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, Canadian Idol's a little bit
weird. Now that you agree to me, so I might have to go research it and see who my competition could be.
Oh well, you'll have to go to the forum and read all about it. We know that. Yeah.
Why don't you try out?
Well, the commute's a bit of a bastard. I might try it for Ireland. Sorry, you never know. After all,
why not? You should.
Anyway, I better go. I better do some work.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Smarty.
Let's see. We got a caller from the 978 area code. You are on with Ayla.
Hello.
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 Hi. This is Debbie Scuduto. I'm actually with Billerica, Mass. And I just wanted to say that I'm a very big fan of yours, and your CD is wonderful. And I actually bought tickets to come meet Joseph, along with some of my nieces and nephews.
Oh, that's fantastic!
The show, yes. And I wanted to let everybody know. I think you're really a tremendous performer. I've actually seen you perform with Liz Lones.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I just wanted to say that after that performance, I'm really, truly a Brown fan. And I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I think you're incredible. And if there's any help that you need, I know you have rules as far as about what you can promote and what you can't promote. But I'd be definitely willing to help you at any time.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, you can promote me as much as you want. I just can't promote myself.
You just can't do it. But anybody else can do it as long as it's not you.
She's like, hint, hint, you can promote me all you want.
So go ahead. Just go What about yours?
Well, consider me on board then on the Ayla Brown team, I guess. All right. Well, thank, thank you so much, Ayla, for your great music.
No problem, and I'll see you at the show.
Yes, definitely, okay?
All right. Bye.
Cool. And then, yeah, so basically you were saying, you know, when is Joseph coming up? Is that coming up really soon? Or when is, so if anyone wants to see it that's in the Boston area?
Opening day is next Thursday. So
oh, wow, that is really soon.
Yeah, we only have 2 weeks of rehearsal before we start.
Wow, yeah, that's kind of soon. So that's just a little bit around the corner.
I never thought that you could put on a play and a production in 2 weeks, but apparently it's doable. So people are like biting their nails like, uh-oh, is it going to get done?
Yeah, well,
it's always like that. I've done tons of plays and musicals, and it's every single production is like that. It's never any different from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like it's done in 2 or 3 weeks, and everyone freaks out until opening night.
Yeah, I know. And then it all comes together, so people are like, yeah, for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it'll be great, and then everyone will come see it, and you'll be like, oh, that was easy. Let's do it again. And then you'll be like, oh, God, this is crazy.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, believe me, I'm already looking into doing musicals at BC, but don't tell my coach.
You're like, yeah, I want to do it. So, and then with basketball and all that, when does that finish up?
Basketball finishes in March. You know, like March Madness?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I thought it just finished, right? I'm not a basketball fan, sorry. I know that's probably like sacrilegious to say, but...
Well, we do the same thing as girls. Like, we have March Madness as well, and so it all depends on how you make it into the NCAA tournament, and it kind of goes from there, but it starts in November, ends in March, so it's a pretty long season. We play like 30 games this year, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I mean, I got some stats here on you. You had, let's see, you were the second leading rebounder, first in steals, second in assists, third in scoring, first in minutes played this year.
Wow.
Yeah, your dad gave me all those stats. So, yeah, apparently your dad sent me all that. So he's like, I have some background info, and he gave me, like, all these stats. And I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I don't really think about it when I'm out there, but I was the highest minutes played. Really? That's cool.
That's what it says. I mean, I'm just reading it, but, you know, yeah, apparently.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, I think you're right. But, yeah, we had a really good team this year. Great season. We were, like, 21-12, and we just did a really good job. I'm so proud of the team this year. So.
Well, great. That's awesome.
Can't wait for next year.
Awesome. I also wanted to ask you too, real quick, about you just did a charity event in New York, right? Because I was talking with Brenna Gethers, who is a big friend of the website that we've been talking to for years, and she said that she met you there and that you guys had done this charity event.
Yeah.
How did that go?
We did. It was so fun. It was a bunch of other idols. It was myself, Brenna, Melissa McGee, Kevin Covaeus, Asia Jefferson, and Gina Glockson. So there were like six of us, and we had the best time getting to know each other and performing. And it was at a local high school in New York, and about like 400 or so people showed up. It was fun.
Well, very cool. And what was the charity for? I wasn't sure. What did you guys, what were
you doing? It was for Good Samaritan Hospital.
Awesome. Okay, great. And they were all cool, because I just remember I talked with Brenna. I think it was a few weeks ago. I don't remember when it was, but she called me and she said, oh, I had so much fun doing it. And then I saw that you were there too, and I was like, oh, Ayla was there. She's like, oh, yeah, Ayla was cool. I was like, oh, awesome. And I'm like, we're going to be talking to her in a few weeks. So, you know, that was kind of cool.
Yeah. It brought back so many memories of having her and Kevin there. We were, like, laughing so much because, like, the thing about Brenna is that she holds nothing back.
Yes.
So even on, like, when she was on the show, she was absolutely crazy, and some people loved it, some people hated it. But even now, when we were at the show, nothing had changed. So I was just, like, cracking up to myself. I was like, nothing has changed from 2 years ago.
Yeah, no, she's...
You gotta love that,
yeah,
Brenna.
I love Brenna. Brenna, because when she came, when her band came to Chicago, I got to see her, and she was, yeah, she was a lot of fun, and she was like, oh, hey,
Christine, you got to see her?
What'd you say?
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you got to see her?
Yeah, when she...
Five?
Yeah, they came last year, I believe. It was like last March or April or something. And she's like, hey, come hang out on the tour bus. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And she's like, let's go drinking. I'm like, yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow morning. She's like, oh. Like, sorry. It was like 2 a.m. And she's
what
like, let's
girl.
Go. And she's
what
like, let's
girl.
Go out. Come on, Dave. And I'm like, yeah, no, I got to be at work at 7 a.m. And she's like, oh.
Oh, like, Jason, sorry. You're in your silly responsibilities.
I know. I'm the spoiled sport. But, you know, yeah, no, she's really cool. We really like her, so. How can fans get a hold of you as well? If they want to, you know, they can keep up with your music and, you know, go get that in the store, but is there a place like your website or your MySpace, or is there any place that, you know, you check or that, you know, you want them to go find some information?
Yes, if only you could read that off, because I'm not allowed to.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I do have a website, and I do have a MySpace, and I do have a Facebook, but I just can't.
Well,
the like names of it, but it's pretty obvious.
Gotcha. It's aylabrown.com, I know, is the website.
There you go.
So,
there you go. That's what I was hoping for.
So everyone go there. I don't know. I'm assuming it's myspace.com/aylabrown, but it might not be. So.
It's not.
Okay.
You have to add the name of my CD.
So myspace.com/aylabrown/. And you can go to.
Yes. There you go.
And you can go see.
It's a crazy game.
It
like,
is. So what else?
Kind of like mix and match. You can say yeah. It was.
So you can be like, I can't say it, but I can tell you to say it. So what else can't you say? Like, what
yeah,
are you not
exactly.
allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do besides, you know, mention?
I can't say what stores the CD is in. I can just say it's available online and in stores everywhere.
Nice.
I can't go to an event and promote the event, so I can't do a radio spot and say, hey, come see me here, blank.
Nice. So.
I can't promote myself. I can't promote any other commercial entities. And, yeah, and when I sing, this is even really funny. I sang at Game 7 of the Celtics, and I sang at Game 7, well, Celtics-Cavs, and then Game 7 of the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
And when I sing at events, I'm not allowed to be known as Ayla Brown from American Idol, who plays basketball at Boston College. I can't be known as both. It's so crazy. So I can only be one or the other.
I'm Ayla Brown from Boston College. I mean, from American Idol. I mean, which one? I got to pick one.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to pick one.
Exactly. So, like, for some events, I'll be known as Ayla Brown from American Idol. But then when I sang at the Celtics game, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be the basketball player tonight. So I was like, I'm going to be known as Ayla Brown, starting guard for the Boston College Eagles. And so they're like, all right, whatever.
Nice. I'll put on that hat. But yeah, we actually have one more question we'll get real quick before we end the show from 862 area code. You're on with Ayla. We got a quick question?
I was just wondering, in your future, do you plan to focus solely on music, or do you plan to just, after a while, just drop that and go forward with what are you getting your degree in again?
Communications.
Communications. Are you going to seek a professional career in that, settle down, or just really music?
To be honest, like, I'm one of those people that just loves to try everything. And I feel as though if I didn't try to do all that good and fit everything into my lifetime, then I would regret it. So who knows, to be honest. I have no idea what's going to happen next 10, 20 years. But I want to try and do as many things as I can, because someday they're not going to be there. So, I mean, I suggest everyone do the same thing. You should do whatever you need to do.
I agree. That's a
good question.
That is a good sentiment. Well, we have to wrap up the show because it's 9:59. Our show's almost over. But I just want to thank Ayla for coming on the show. It's been great talking to her.
Yes, thank you.
And even though she can't promote it.
Me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. We appreciate it. And even though she can't promote it, go to aylabrown.com, go to her MySpace, and, you know, keep up with all her music and all that. And, you know, cheer her on when she starts playing basketball again. So, and go support her in the shows if you live in the Boston area, because, you know, Worcesters do that. We support people, so go see them.
Yes.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on, and good luck with everything. And we have to turn our show over to Idol Radio Show now, so it's their turn.
All right. Well, have
Carol.
A good night.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Good night, Ayla.
Good night.
And now it is Daryl and Allen time.
Now it's Daryl and Allen time, so listen to them and don't listen to us. We will see you guys next week with more Canadian Idol craziness. And until then, this is Dave.
And this is Sean, and let's hope we see some fetus by the time we're back on the radio next
some
week.
Some fetus, please. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.